This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand.
I'm Alex Chadwick. The monthly unemployment numbers are out today. They're unchanged from last month, and boy, does that ever not tell the story. Mike England is with us. He's chief economist for Action Economics, a research and analysis firm. Mike, the number is 6.1%, but 160,000 jobs cut. Put that together for me, will you?
Well, in general, what we did see was a very sharp run-up in the unemployment rate in the prior 2 months. So really, the unemployment number just had a month here to catch its breath. But if you look at the full range of data in the economic report this morning, we essentially saw a pretty substantial drop in payroll employment with declines in many of the indicators the market looks at for signs of where the economy is going. The work week also dropped by a tenth of an hour, which doesn't sound like much, but that's about the equivalent of 200,000 to 300,000 workers. So clearly, factories are pulling back. The mining sector was hit by hurricanes Gustav and Ike. Boeing is on strike with no end in sight. There's any number of headwinds to the economy. And then, of course, there's the obvious ones, which we've been looking at for the last year, and that's the incredible difficulties we're seeing on Wall Street, combined with an enormous run-up in food and energy prices over the last year that's really walloping the consumer.
Looking ahead at analysis that might come out at the end of the year, do you believe we are now in a recession?
Yes, we do. We think it'll be backdated to January. So when you look back, it really was the labor market deterioration starting in January that was the first sign of what was coming, even though it's really going to be the next 4 or 5 months that will be the toughest period for the cycle.
Mike England, chief economist for Action Economics. Mike, thank you.
It's been my pleasure.